USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hawaii endured a fatal helicopter crash in April, a skydiving plane crash in June, and now fire officials on the island of Kauai believe there are no survivors from Thursday's tour helicopter crash.
There were seven people, including two children on board. In addition to the pilot, there were two families, a party of two and a party of four.
KGMB reporter Chelsea Davis.
County officials tell us they found six sets of remains. The search for the seventh has been called off because of the weather. Search will resume for the seventh at first light in the morning, weather permitting. But again, officials tell us there does not appear to be any signs of any survivors.
In Somalia, more than 60 people are dead from a truck bombing in the capital of Mogadishu. It exploded in a busy security checkpoint. So far, there is no claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Russia has a new weapon. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Russia's defense minister claiming that nation's new intercontinental weapon that flies 27 times faster than the speed of sound is now operational. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the Avangard hypersonic glide vehicle is a technological breakthrough comparable to the nation launching the first ever Soviet satellite back in 1957. China's working on a similar weapon. The weapon launches atop a traditional intercontinental ballistic missile, but then separates and makes sharp maneuvers in the atmosphere, making it difficult to intercept. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A fierce winter storm that closed major roadways in Southern California is moving east and putting millions of people under a threat of heavy rain, ice, and deep snow. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
Towards the Midwest, Upper Mississippi River Valley, we could see, in some cases, as much as 18 inches of snowfall.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Food and Drug Administration has quickly implemented a new signed law raising the minimum age to buy tobacco products nationwide from 18 to 21, according to the agency's website. An update on the FDA site notifies readers that with last week's signing of an amendment to the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act by President Trump, it is now illegal for a retailer to sell any tobacco product, including cigarettes, cigars, and e-cigarettes, to anyone under 21. 19 states and the District of Columbia have already raised the minimum age to 21. The FDA had the discretion to take up to 6 months to amend its policies and a further 90 days to implement them after President Trump signed the amendment into law December 20th as part of a sweeping $1.4 trillion government spending measure. But rather than granting a lead-in period, the agency is officially notifying retailers that the higher minimum age is already in effect. The iconic crystal ball, which will descend in New York City's Times Square on Tuesday night to usher in the new year, arrived for its big setup on Friday. The ball, 12 feet in diameter and weighing 12,000 pounds, is covered with 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles and will travel down a pole for 1 minute until it reaches an electric sign that will illuminate 2020 at precisely midnight on New Year's Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.